Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us every morning at this time to look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
This one headline reads, Canadians abusing antibiotics. And, of course, we had the headline on the superbug being resistant to antibiotics yesterday. Is this connected?
For this particular superbug, no. But in terms of developing superbugs or developing bacteria that become increasingly resistant to the antibiotics that normally would have killed them, it does play a role. In part, there are many factors associated with bacterial resistance, but indiscriminate use of antibiotics, using antibiotics to treat viral infections for which they won't work, using an antibiotic to treat your cold, simply introduces into the environment around the bacteria an opportunity for it to select out the bacteria that will be more robust and survive in an environment that's hostile. So if you're going to give an antibiotic in a situation where there's no infection, or you're taking an antibiotic that destroys a lot of other bacteria in and amongst the one that really is causing the infection, those bacteria that have the genetic makeup to adapt to the environment and have the ability to destroy this antibiotic, which is what the superbugs do, is that they destroy the antibiotic before it can harm them, they will be the ones that survive. And because bacteria will double every 20 minutes, you've got generational changes happening every 20 minutes, you end up with resistant bacteria. But the bigger and broader picture is that it's not just in our healthcare system with regards to human use of antibiotics. We have farms that are using indiscriminately literally tons of antibiotics that are being thrown into animal feed, which the animals for animals that are not sick, and developing resistant strains from that source. And those bacteria don't care if there's animals around or people around. They just want to grow. And so that's another factor that contributes to the superbugs, on top of countries around the world that allow the purchase of antibiotics by their populations without a prescription. So you have people treating themselves for diseases for which it's likely unnecessary to use antibiotics. So the answer to the question, Steve, is that it's more than just what's going on here. It literally is what's going on around the world and in our agricultural practices.
Thank you, sir.